What if every post you made could actually pay you? If you create anything online, art, videos, memes, then this video is for you. Let me show you why. There's a platform quietly reshaping how creators publish, earn, and build communities, and chances are you haven't heard about it. It's called Zora. Creators, artists, writers, imagine if every post you put online wasn't just content, but an asset. Something people could collect, trade, support, and build on, something you have full control and ownership of. Not Instagram, not TikTok, not some algorithm that buries your work. That's what Zora is trying to build. Today, I'm breaking Zora down into five simple things. What Zora is, how the tech works, what the Zora token does, what creators, collectors, and builders can do, and why this might be one of the biggest shifts in the on-chain creator economy. So Zora originally started as an NFT marketplace. But in 2025, Zora is something much bigger. It's a full ecosystem built specifically for creators. Not traders, not speculators, creators. The idea behind Zora is simple. If you create something, you should share in its value. Likes don't pay rent, ownership does. When you mint something on Zora, you're not just posting it, you're turning it into something people can actually collect or invest in. You set the supply, you set the economics, you control the royalties. Creators finally own their creative economy. Zora is basically trying to shift the internet from attention economy to ownership economy, and creators finally get paid. Let's talk about what's happening under the hood, because Zora isn't just a minting app. The coins protocol. Every creator can have a coin. Every piece of content can have a coin. People can collect them, trade them, or back the creators they believe in. The Zora network. Zora runs on its own layer 2 network optimized for media. Minting is cheap and super fast. Zora's creator fee model changes the whole dynamic. Every time your content trades, you earn, referrers earn, and collectors get to participate in the upside. It reverses the old Web2 structure. Value finally flows outward, not upward. So from the creator's perspective, it's simple. Connect wallet, mint, earn, build your own economy. Now let's talk about the Zora token, because this is a big piece of how the ecosystem works. The idea is that the more you contribute to Zora, creating, collecting, building, the more aligned you are with the ecosystem. The token rewards activity, it connects creators, collectors, and apps into one economic loop. For creators, you can mint anything you make. Art, videos, writing, even memes. Every time your work is traded, you earn a cut. You can launch your own coin and build a whole mini economy around your creativity. For collectors, you get to discover rising creators before anyone else. Collect their coins, invest in their content, and grow alongside them. If you spot talent early, you can actually earn from it. For builders, tap into Zora's SDK to build markets, apps, and tools. Add minting straight into your product with just a few lines of code. Or go crazy, create brand new on-chain experiences from scratch. So Zora isn't just a place to buy NFTs, it's a platform for creator economies. Here's why Zora actually matters in 2025. The creator economy is shifting on-chain fast. People don't just want reach anymore, they want ownership. And Zora is one of the first platforms that gives creators real economic upside. Minting is finally cheap, frictionless, and accessible to everyone. The token is what ties the entire system together, and for once, the value flows back to creators, not the platforms. We're moving into a world where your posts aren't just content, they're assets your community can collect, support, or invest in, and Zora is building the rails for that world. So those are the five things you really need to know about Zora. It's a platform built specifically for creators. It runs on a protocol and an L2 that are optimized for media. The Zora token is what powers participation across the ecosystem. Creators, collectors, and builders all benefit from using it. If you want a video on how to mint, how to use the coins protocol, or how to build a creator economy on-chain, comment below. In the meantime, make sure to check our other breakdowns of top projects and chains of the superchain. Hit like, subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one.